My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, it's the post-phone call discussion of the conversation between Davin and his scammer, Agnes. We discuss if Davin should have called out the scammers on what they're doing, or if we should discuss sexy talk on the next phone call with them. Davin then takes back to the internet and speaks to Agnes about the call that they just had. So listen and enjoy.
This is routine operation for these guys.
Yeah.
And the part of the deal is that they do call if you want to talk to reel somebody in. And I'm sure this girl they bring in to do this from time to time. Wouldn't you have your act together? Wouldn't you have some quality, like I said, some quality control, because you don't want to blow this? Because you're not, you're not typing on a computer anymore.
Right.
It's live on the phone. It's the real deal. Wouldn't you
it's
make
showtime?
Sure, yeah, but wouldn't you really? Wouldn't you make sure that everything goes smoothly?
Well, all right. Well, if this is quality control, wouldn't you expect a little bit better out of me?
No. Part of the problem, and now I feel a little bit of sympathy for Flory when we called her like 3 a.m. there. First of all, they caught you way off guard.
I did. I'm so glad I had my shit set up.
Oh, my God.
Let me give you an example, okay? You had your stuff. They caught you while you were asleep, okay? And you say, well, wouldn't I have my shit together? Well, here's the deal. When we called Flory, okay, we had the sound effects ready to go. We were awake. We had the tape running.
Yeah.
We were ready. You know, now on their end, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Or we're going to call him now. They should have their shit together. You know, you're sleeping. You got an out. But, you know, you're going to pull something like this. I mean, we're pulling stuff on each other. You're going to So let's talk puller to puller. You're going to pull something, but, you know, maybe your shit together.
So right now, so if you're on there and you're thinking, hey, we pulled this off.
Yeah.
You think you got it?
Yeah, I think they think so, because you didn't react like, oh, my God, I hear somebody telling you what to say.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. If we could have done that phone call again, would you have preferred I called bullshit and went apeshit right then and there?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're glad. I'm like,
glad you didn't. You
let's play
stupid.
On.
Yeah.
Not difficult.
Embellish it. You've got them live on the phone.
That's
tell them things that you want to hear, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to bring in the kid, and as I started to wake up and everything, started to get more with it.
Maybe if there's another phone call ever, I'd like to hear some bow chicka wow wow kind of conversation.
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were going to think of it, good to have like a girl in the background. Like, you coming back to bed, honey?
That would be fun, if you wanted to, you know, say some porn lines and stuff like that. She's not expecting that, so she's going to write porn. I don't mean, and the guy's behind it, porn.
It's like, what do you mean, porn? I have to talk porn?
I go, you're giving me two maracas to say. I got to write porn, you know? Yeah, now they're going to start.
It wouldn't have made sense if I start talking all porny on
No, about porn.
But funny thing is, if you ask her, can we go over a couple of lines?
And let's run some
and
lines.
And you'd be hearing, I don't, what the fuck you got me? Just read the lines. You're not paying me enough to read the. Hold on for another second. You know?
or just like, now this guy. You can hear the man's voice in the background.
No, just a lot of people.
Feed in the lines. Now, meanwhile, if you started getting all, oh, honey, your voice is so sexy, and all that stuff. Now, this guy has to go, yes, your voice is so sexy, too, in the background.
You know what? In retrospect, it would have been great. Even if I was awake, I didn't have much of a game plan.
I am not faulting your performance whatsoever. And isolate that. Yes. I am giving like ideas of, if this could ever happen again, like, try to get the guy to say embarrassing things where you can hear.
The unfortunate part about that is then I have to say embarrassing things to a guy.
No, you're saying them to a girl.
I certainly am.
You're saying them to a girl.
Sexy talk was with a girl.
He has to say embarrassing things that she has to repeat to you.
So, shall we continue?
Yeah.
All right, so this is right after the phone call. Facebook time.
God.
I go, I just hung up. I wanted to say how much I loved you before it hung up.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, my airtime got finished, as I told you. That's why. I go, yeah, I know. It said 1 minute. I guess a Ghana minute is quicker than an American minute. LOL. She goes, LOL, think so too. I go, I'm sorry it took a few minutes to get oriented. We got confused on the times, I think. LOL. It was nice to wake up to your voice, though, and his. I could get used to that. She goes, yeah, me too. It was like, she goes, it was like your voice was very deep. I go, really? Well, yours wasn't. So was his.
You should have said something. I heard some asshole in the background with gravelly voice. Who's that?
Hold on, I'm one more subtle than that. She goes, I kind of have a little voice compared to yours, LOL. I go, you have a beautiful voice, only matched by the beauty inside you. Thanks, hon. She goes, welcome. My voice was probably tired from two nights in a row of talking for more than an hour straight. She goes, yeah, I felt kind of awkward talking for the first time. I go, me too. And it was, in a way, it was like two strangers. So odd.
Yeah, two strangers on your end.
Yeah, sure. Because, yeah, I go, we have grown so comfortable talking on here, but it was hard to think of what to say when I finally had you on the phone. She goes, yeah, me too. I go, do you think it'll get easy? She goes, yeah, as time goes on, we would get more comfortable. I go, I hope so. It'll probably help when I know what state I am in. Got woken up out of sleep in a strange bed. Took me a second to figure out where I was. I felt like a schoolboy talking to a girl for the first time, LOL.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, me too. It was kind of hard. Didn't know what to say. Well, you had to wait for stupid. I understand. I go, you can't be faulted. Oh, wait, I am talking to stupid.
Oh, wait. He picked up phone. Let me start telling her things to say.
I type. Get away, hen, bitch.
You had to wait for stupid.
I had to wait for stupid.
I go, I know. I talk for a living, but I couldn't tell you how I felt. I'm kind of ashamed of myself. She goes, he goes, it goes. Don't worry about what we have time ahead of us. I go, true, you always look on the bright side. She goes, I'm optimistic. I love that about you. She goes, thanks, huh? Welcome. I go, if I had that other number from the phone, we could have talked longer yesterday. Kind of bums me out, but at least I had a few minutes to put a voice to my love or two. That's true. I go, even though it was awkward, in some way I feel a little closer to you now. Is that weird? She goes, of course not, because this is the first time we were talking. I go, very true. I could not form words to talk, but I write you every day and tell you everything. Yet in my daily life, I seldom write, but I always talk. She goes, still sleeping even though I woke you up, LOL. Yeah, because I was typing like an asshole. I go, only way it could have been better was with a kiss. She goes, we're still on course for that.
Oh.
I go, well, if you do that, it will save me the awkwardness of trying to speak. I go, hearing your voice has given me strength. Kissing your lips will make me invincible.
You know, you're talking to an illiterate black man.
Acting! I talk to an illiterate white man every Tuesday night.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.